and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today, I'll be reading Herr Korbes. Once upon a time, there was a hen and a rooster who wanted to take a trip together. The rooster built a beautiful carriage that had four red wheels, and then he hitched four mice to it. The hen climbed into the carriage along with the rooster, and they drove off together. Soon they came across a cat who asked, "Where are you going?" "We're going to see Herr Korbes today. We're off without delay." "Take me with you," said the cat. "Gladly," answered the rooster. "Sit in the back so you won't fall off in front. Be sure you take good care, for I've got clean red wheels down there. Roll on, you wheels, hi-ho! Squeak, squeak, you mice, hi-ho! We're off to see Herr Korbes today. We're off, without delay." Soon a millstone came, then an egg, a duck, a pin, and finally a sewing needle, who all got into the carriage and rode along. However, when they arrived at Herr Korbes' house, he was not there. The mice pulled the carriage into the barn. The hen and the rooster flew up on a perch. The cat settled down by the hearth. The duck took a place by the well sweep. The egg wrapped itself in a towel. The pin stuck itself in a chair cushion. The sewing needle jumped on the bed right into the pillow. And the millstone set itself down above the door. When Herr Korbes came home, he went to the hearth to make a fire, but the cat threw ashes right into his face. He ran quickly into the kitchen to wash the ashes off, but the duck splashed water in his face. As he tried to dry himself with the towel, the egg rolled toward him and broke open, so his eyes became glued shut. Now he wanted to rest and sit down in the chair, but the pin stuck him. In his rage, he ran and threw himself down on his bed, but the sewing needle stuck him as his head hit the pillow. He let out a scream and was so furious that he decided to run out into the wide world. However, just as he got through the front door, the millstone jumped down and killed him. Herr Korbes must have been a very wicked man. The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, www.grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments or subscribe through iTunes. Thank you for listening.